Editor's Introduction. Here is Dr. Maurer.
The year 2000 marks the 60th anniversary of the National Federation of the Blind. In the six decades of our existence, we have worked with energy to make lives better for blind people. Our projects have been many and varied, and we have had much help from our sighted friends. In the early days, few of us had jobs of any kind, and the outlook was often bleak. Today, much has changed. Many of us have jobs and families and hopes and dreams. There are problems still, but the future is bright with promise. I believe that the progress we are making is due in no small part to the growing understanding of our tens of thousands of regular Kernel Book readers. The present volume, I Can Feel Blue on Monday, is number 19 in the series. Here you will meet old friends and new, the real blind men and women whose stories tell what blindness is, and perhaps equally important, what it is not. Although our problems often seem complex, they frequently result from simple matters of misunderstanding and lack of information. How does a little boy who is blind deal with his teacher who insists that he could feel colors if only he would try a little harder? How does a blind tourist absorb the splendor of the palace of the Imperial Chinese Emperor? What about the woman with failing eyesight who can no longer see the beautiful wings of a butterfly? Can she no longer hope to experience those magical moments of beauty which once moved her to tears? And finally, if, as Thomas Edison once said, 80% of all we learn comes through the eye, can our hope for normal lives be anything more than a futile dream? You who are readers of previous Kernel books already know our answer to that last question. And you who are new to the series will learn now that it is a resounding no. For in these pages, the record of our triumphs and tribulations, our hopes and fears, our failures and accomplishments, is told the story of our struggle to achieve the things that give life joy and purpose. Meaningful work, a chance to be of service to our fellow human beings, families bound together in love. These are the things we want for ourselves and those who will come after us. You understand these things. After all, they are what you want, too. Which brings me to the central message of this Kernel book and the 18 which have preceded it. I've said it before, and I'll no doubt say it again. We who are blind are pretty much like you. We are, that is, if we have the chance to try. We have our share of both geniuses and jerks, but most of us are somewhere between, ordinary people living regular lives. We are looking for understanding and friendship. We are looking for colleagues like you. We believe that we can help to build a better world, and this belief comes, at least in part, from the response we have had from the Kernel books.